Welcome back for our final module, module number 6. You have made it this far, which is fantastic. In module 5, we discussed the journey from living an enslaved life to living a free life. Freedom must come from within, and no one can be given freedom. Freedom must be achieved through our own efforts of living a life beginning within. This was demonstrated outstandingly by Natan Sharansky when he was in prison. This should be the journey of every one of our lives, that as we get older and we move on in life, we should be finding ourselves less and less enslaved and more free. Free people learn the power of acceptance. They accept the reality for what it is and always ask what they can do to make it better for the future. We cannot move on in our lives as long as we have not accepted what is. And this is the reason why anger, judgment, and guilt are always indicators that the way we are dealing with this situation is wrong. They are an indication that we are rejecting the reality and protesting it by either getting angry or judging it. When we are angry, standing in judgment, or feeling guilty, we are wrong. So by now, you may have wondered, but what about the people around me? How am I supposed to respond to their unhealthy behavior, especially when I am affected by it? Our instinct is to correct the other person and try and get them to change. In fact, most of us are quite familiar with probably some couple you know in your life who may be married for many years and they're still trying to change each other. Imagine they haven't given up even though many years have passed and they've made no headway. And I will repeat again what Einstein said, insanity is doing the same thing over and over and expecting different results. At the same time though, am I supposed to just sit there and accept it, accept their behavior? See, here's what we need to know about changing others. Okay, number one, we never change others, ever, because we can't change others. We can force others, but force doesn't create true change. Forced change only lasts as long as the force is there. As we've been learning, real change only happens when it comes from within. That's point number one we must remember. Point number two, we can influence others. The difference between influence and power is the difference between beginning within and beginning without. Power gives immediate yet very short-lived results. Influence takes time, yet it offers long-lasting results. This reminds us of the principle we mentioned earlier that we must always choose the longer, shorter way. The way which is long in the outset, but ends up being the shortcut for the future. And that's by using influence on others. Influencing others, point number three, influencing others begins with being an example of what we expect from the other person. It begins with changing ourselves. This is why what we've been doing with ourselves for the first 5 modules is the best thing we can do for others. And number four, the more we exemplify the qualities of beginning within, the better and more developed we are to be able to discuss change with others. And this is because, as we will learn in this module, we don't speak from a place of bias and personal agenda. We speak only for the benefit of the other person. People always say, "I am only saying this for your good." And there's a good reason why the listener feels that this isn't true. Once we truly internalize beginning within, people can actually feel our genuine, unconditional acceptance for them, and then they will have no resistance to what we share. As Rabbi Tzvi Freeman writes in his book, Bringing Heaven Down to Earth, Volume 2, if you love yourself for your achievements, your current assets, the way you do things and handle the world, and despise yourself for failure in the same, It follows that your relationship with another will also be transient and superficial. To achieve deep and lasting love of another person, you need to first experience the depth within yourself, an inner core that doesn't change with time or events. If it is the true essence, it is an essence shared by the other person as well, and deep love becomes unavoidable. In summary, the first and most important thing we can do to influence others is what we've been doing in the past 5 modules, making sure that we are healthy examples by being anchored within. This opens up enormous doors for us, as we're going to discuss, to actually have influence with others. So now let's discuss seeing the flaws of others and how to respond to their flaws. And let's begin by why people don't listen. When we take responsibility for our lives, as we've learned, we must also take responsibility for everything in our lives. This means that we must take responsibility when we attempt to influence others and fail. We must understand why this truly is. We need to ask ourselves, well, I've tried. They're not listening to what I'm saying. Why is this? And what can I do about it? And I'm going to explain this by sharing a teaching from the great Jewish leader, the Lubavitcher Rebbe, which I believe is a fundamental point and very fundamental to relationships in general. And we're going to get biblical for just a few moments. And again, it's the lesson that we learn that is most important and remains true. See, in the book of Leviticus, there is a verse in chapter 19, verse 17, which states the following 3 points in this order. This is what this verse says. It says, do not hate your brother in your heart. Essentially, don't hate. Point number 2, it says, is you shall surely reprimand your fellow. And point number 3, do not bear sin on him. The first point is, do not hate your brother in your heart. If you want to be able to point out a flaw in someone else, you must first make sure that you don't hate that person. This essentially means that you must begin within. Before you even want to point out their flaw, you need to begin with yourself. If you unconditionally accept and love that person, then you're in the position to point out a flaw within them. If there's any issue that you have with that person, even an issue so subtle that you are consciously unaware of it, it will diminish your ability to effectively reprimand them. Once you pass this first stage, which is really the first 5 modules of this course, teaching us how to pass this first stage, then the Torah makes the second point, you shall surely reprimand your fellow. Okay, now you're in the position to. You are commanded to reprimand your fellow. This is because you are a transparent influencer who can speak to another entirely about them without bringing your own issues into the conversation. This is very powerful, to be able to speak to someone about their issue without having any of your personal bias and agenda being projected on them. Now, if you're like me, there have been countless times where we told someone something and they still haven't listened to us. Very often, it has been with our spouse or our children. What do we normally say when they don't listen? Ah, they never listen. Who do we blame for not listening? Them. Therefore, the Torah concludes by making a third point. Do not bear sin on him. This means that when someone doesn't listen to you, it is not their wrong, it is yours. Or in the words of the Rebbe, you are certainly the one responsible. For yours were not words coming from the heart. They were not coming with clear love. In other words, the first indication that we still harbor some form of judgment is when they don't listen to what we say. There is one reason why we have a hard time listening to others, and it is because we feel their anger or judgment or self-interest. It is because we feel like they are taking away our worthiness, which we depend on. So it's the speaker who needs to take responsibility for why others won't listen to him or her, by saying, hey, is there a different way that I can speak to this person so that they will be able to listen? And the answer is simply, when we speak to them in a way that they don't feel their worthiness being threatened, they can hear everything we're going to say. And that is when we are unconditionally accepting and loving towards them. I do want to be clear that when I say listen, getting the other person to listen to what we're saying, I don't mean that they will necessarily do what we're telling them to. I mean that they listen to what you're telling them with an open mind. They may still choose not to follow what you say, but as long as you truly don't have any issue with them as a person, and you know their worthiness, and they can feel that from you, they will be open to you. They will listen to what you're saying and give consideration to it. As we refine ourselves and we live our lives much more from within, we will suddenly discover that people listen to us far more. Our influence grows tremendously. We will suddenly discover that we have much greater influence with other people. We become a greater example for others who will then want to model what they see within us. Yes, we have an obligation to point out the wrongdoings of others, but we have an earlier obligation. And that is, first, we must make sure that we have done our own work so that we are in the position to, in fact, be able to effectively help the other person. If not, then our reprimand backfires and is not only not productive, it becomes counterproductive. And I've experienced this as a community leader repeatedly, that the more clear I become with another person and the less of an issue I have with the other person, the more influence I have, the more open they are to listening to me. Now that we've begun owning our role in our relationships with others, let's develop a healthy perspective about others' flaws. So now we're going to, in our next video, we're going to discuss how to have a healthy perspective when you see a flaw in another person. I'll meet you there.